9 is the maximum details. And 10 is began to be a lot, but which are unit, like we have minyan, because we are connecting them to be like we have 10 and 100 and 1,000. Matityahu, you are invited to join us learning Maharal if you want. Okay, for half an hour we're doing now every day. Okay, that's about the Torah. So you should know we are coming, that's tasting a bit from the, already on the beginning, from method which is special for the Maharal, to say that each number has inner meanings. And Chazal many times are using classical numbers, like 3, like 4, like 5, like 6, 60 riboy, like 400. And that appears on many places on stories or Agatot Chazal, and has inner meaning which are connected. Yes, so we understood that number 9 is the maximum of details. And yesterday I showed you interesting mathematical that 1 double 9 is 9, 2 double 9 is 18, the first line, etc., and it turns the opposite, and the 10 making you. So now I'm continuing on the middle of the left column. ולכך היוד מורה על מספר עשרה. Saying, because the 10 is general number which is unit, that's why the letter yud is expressing the number of 10. We know aleph is 1, beis is 2, gimel is 1. By the way, I want you to think. 1 is the source, like Kodesh Boho. Aleph is alufo shel olam. Beis is harkava, consists of already 2, yes? So if you are taking aleph plus beis, that's av. From the father comes the kid. Yes? Yes, you understand? There is inner connection for every word. I must say introduction for another subject. Like we have inner meaning for the numbers, we have inner meaning for the words of Loshen HaKodesh. Because there is total big difference between Loshen HaKodesh and other languages. Loshen HaKodesh is the language that the Kodesh Baruch Hu used while he created the world. Amar yikavu ha-mayim v'tarei ha-aretz, yimorot b'rkei ha-shamayim, yi-or. He was saying that, so it was no person. Differently than all the other languages, which are agreement between group of people. That group of people were sitting many places on the universe, on the earth. And one place they decided that it will be yes, another place C, another place Haiwa, another place they decided to say we. Yes, can we, yes, how Haiwa, the same meaning, yes? But the original of Ken is in Hebrew, Ken Lishon Nachon, like true, yes? And that's the inner meaning of Loshen HaKodesh. And that's what happened on. It said that on Chet Migdal Dora Palaga, they wanted to build a building to fight the Hashem. Okay, madness, they came out of hospital, mental hospital. No, they knew they were speaking Loshen HaKodesh, like on the creation. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Mahashem Misha Leish, Lasot Ikare Isha Ki Mishlu Kacha, Odom Rishon Nudat. So they knew the powers of Loshen HaKodesh. So they wanted to use the power of Loshen HaKodesh to influence above. So that's why when the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to punish them, he could do that like with water, like Egyptians, with fire, like Sodom and Gomorrah. He haven't done that with that. He said, I will mix their language. Yes? And then they were spread all around. And from then on, we're having Safot Eskemiot, agreement languages. Okay? Okay, so I'm continuing. So, Yud Hiaktana. That at she'en lachlok ha-yud l'shnaim l'katnuta, she'i k'mo nekuda achat. He is now connecting the meaning of the letter to its structure. To say that yud is the smallest tiny letter, which is like one point. Yes? So the same as you are not able to divide the one point. That's, it means that the 10 are unit. Let's if I would speak about Lamed, that consists in Loshen HaKodesh from Kaf plus Vav. Lamed is Kaf plus Vav. If I'm speaking about Mem, is Kaf plus Vav on the side. if I'm speaking about Aleph is diagonal plus two Yudim from the side. Yes? So but Yud is not considered of two different parts, it's one part. Yes? So that's why you need. She'en lachlo. ומורה לך, and that shows you, כי עשרה הם מסודרים יחד עד שהם כמו דבר אחד. That shows us that ten is ordered together, that until it's like one thing. ולכך גם כן מספר עשרה הוא אחד במספר קטן, כי העשרה הם כלל אחד לגמרי. Okay, so there is something which is מספר קטן. What's מספר קטן? I'm taking the whole world and I'm let's say the world is 10, is 10, the number is 10. So if I will make connect the 1 plus 0, it becomes 1. Yes? So you're saying that that's once again to express that this is one unit. Okay? So I see that might be someone staring at me and say, okay, nice, but prove that. Yes, you are saying a new subject, that's Mispar Katan. What's Mispar Katan? If I can explain that. So, okay, so I Lechavot Shabbos Kodesh, I will try to do that with you. Okay, so I'm asking you, please, what special things we have on Shabbat? Shabbat is which day?
Sheva.
Okay. What mitzvahs we have on Shabbat? Which mitzvah? To make candles, to light the candles, okay? So the word ner candle, is nun reish. Nun is 50, reish is 200. You are connecting the 2, 5, 0, how much? So how much it comes together?
250.
No, 7. 2, 5, 0 is 7.
Oh, you didn't say Adam.
Yes, okay, 7. Okay, so what we eating? Fish. Yes.
Yeah.
So fish is a duck. So you duck dalet 4 and gimel
3.
So join together to small number. What we saying this that comes 7. Okay. What else we are eating? Challah. So let's try to do that with challah. Chet is 8, Lamed is 3, 11, and Hey is 5. Together, 16. 1 plus 6, Mispar Katan, as I said now. It comes out how much? 7. Yes? So you see that why I brought this example? For sweet for Shabbos, and except of that, to understand that there the wisdom of Hashem is so high, and the secrets under Loshon HaKodesh are so deep that they are in a meaning on each word, which is not, you can't find it on languages like agreements between people. Safot Eskenina. Okay, so once I gave lecture. For academia, it's like for academics people, okay, about Loshon HaKodesh. And I told them this difference between Loshon HaKodesh and other languages, okay. And I brought example from Shabbat. So we have Shavua. Shavua is a week, yes. So there is connection in Loshon HaKodesh between Shavua and Sheva. Okay, so let's check it in English. Week and 7, no connection. So that was my proof. Okay? Okay, no one has a question? Yes, question. What's your question? Yes? Yes, you are coming from Mexico.
And he come from Peru.
Peru, I thought Mexico. So which language are they speaking?
Spanish.
Spanish, very nice. How do you say week in let's say, Russian? Is Nidelia and Sem, no connection, okay? But in Spanish, how you say week?
Semana.
Okay. איך אתה אומר שבע?
Siete.
Siete. On regular Spanish is Sem, okay? Okay. So there is connection. So someone asked me, I know that Spanish is connected. I said, thank you for your question, because you brought me an explanation for Chazal and the Gemara. So he said to me, what do you mean? He said, there is Gemara that is discussing about writing Kisvei Kodesh of Chumashim and other languages than Hebrew. He said, that's forbidden, except of one language, which is Latin, like the original of the Spanish. Why? And Chazal explained that on the Pasuk, Yafte Elokim leYefet, Yafifuto shel Yefet Boalei Shem. Yefet expressed by the Greeks, Latins. And Shem is Avrom Yitzchak Yankiv, yes? Shemim, Amim HaShemim, yes? Shem, his descendants was Avrom Avinu, yes? So we are allowed to make the Kisvei HaKodesh on Greek, irregular. So the Gemara doesn't explain why. But now, according to what we understood, because when the Kodesh Baruch Hu spread all the population of the universe all around the world, so they were left a bit with the roots of the, with some rules, with some meaning of the roots of the world. So that's why there's preference for this language. Any comments someone wanted to ask? Yes?
I see you have connection. Then, the number six.
Okay.
Six, Spanish, seis.
Seis, oh,
okay.
Okay. So, by the way, there is someone in the United States that his name is Yitzhak Moseson. He wrote, he has a lot of imagination, but he wrote interesting book, which says that thousands of words in English also connected to Loshon HaKodesh. So how we show that? By he brings wolf. Let's see. Eretz. Eretz is earth. Yes? Earth. And tourist is tayar. And I, the ayin. And evil, the evil, the Loshon HaKodesh gam. So he brought many words like that to show there is connection. I must admit, not every word, but he show he thinks thousands. I think let's handle that already a lot. Yes? So he showed the connection. Okay. So I'm continuing. We have to learn Maharal also. So let's continue. וכאשר הדבר הוא מקושר ומסודר יחד, when something is connected and ordered together, אם אחד יוצא מן הסדר, דבר זה הוא ביטול הסדר לכל. So let's say I have something settled, like the all the books here. So one book will come out almost falling, that destroying the order. Yes, it's nice to be the same line. Okay. וכן כאשר מקיים הסדר בדבר אחד הוא קיום אל הכל. And also when I'm putting back on its place, so that's making the whole existence on the order. Okay. ולכך אמרו בעשרה מאמרות נברא העולם. כלומר, כי מה שהעולם נברא ביוד מאמרות ולא נברא במאמר אחד, as you asked me yesterday, why the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in 10 saying not in one, כי אם נברא במאמר אחד, לא אמור זה על סדר אחד מקושר יחד. יחד. If it would be one saying, it doesn't mean this is by order. If there are many details, but all the details are connected in one unit, like we explained the number 10, that's proof that everything is in order. Yes, so these days we see as much as the science has developed, they are discovering just a bit from what the wisdom of Hashem to create the world. We have at our body nerves, which if we will connect all of them, is like the whole system of electricity company of Israel. Yes, and we have a heart which is pumping like 100,000 times during our life. Let's say if it would be a car, won't survive 8 years, yes? Even a test pump, yes? And we have eye, which contains like more than 800,000 digital cameras, each one of the nerves. You can't imagine how tiny micro nerves we have that each one works to and that process, electric process from what I see till my brain to understand and to react afterwards by stopping walking, by running, by doing any action. Okay. So, כי מה שהיה נברא במאמר אחד, כל הנבראים המחולקים היה זה מפני ככתיב, הלא כל דברי כאש. So he's saying, if it would be one thing, so all to create all the different creatures, so that would be because there is pasuk which is saying, כל דברי כאש, נאום השם, וכפטיש שפוצה צלע. מה פטיש מתחלק לכמה ניצוצות? כך דבר השם מתחלק לכמה חלקים. So let's say, you have a hammer, and the hammer you are knocking on rock, so that starts to spark all around the small pieces. Yes? So that's the ability of the Torah. You take one pasuk and you are comparing to the whole Tanakh, Bible, and you find contradictions and exact the words, Y plus Vav, Y minus Vav, plus Yud, minus Yud, Hey, Na, and you are learning many laws from every word and every way that what the meaning of this word and where it does appear on the order of the sentence. So let's say someone has blood and blood checking. So his blood is taken to the laboratory and they are finding many details that which kind of blood and what the if he has disease, if he has fever, and which kind, and if there's infection, and they and also you can by that find the DNA of this person, which is specifically his, and to prove if he was the murderer or what happened. So and the DNA contains of is like 48 double 2, yes, something like that, zugot, yes. So and that influences his character. So many things in one drop hidden. Yes. So that's the wisdom of Hashem with the Torah. So he's saying, "Kach Dvar Hashem." I'm the next page, second page. That's the second line. Dvar Hashem mitchalek lekama chalakim. All the words of Hashem are divided, explained many many deeper meanings. ובעניין זה היה נברא עולם. ואם לא כן, איך היה כל העולם שבו דברים מחולקים נברא במאמר אחד? So if the Kodesh Baruch Hu would create that at once, so you couldn't divide. But when the Kodesh Baruch Hu divided his words into 10 times, that expressed that also the what will be the consequences of his saying will be contains thousands of fish, animals, birds and creatures, etc. ואתה שנברא ביוד מאמרות, now that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in 10 times saying, so אשר מספר עשרה מורה שהעולם הוא מסודר ומקושר יחד, that express that the world is ordered and connected together, ומזה שהעולם נברא ביוד מאמרות, מזה יש לך ללמוד, כי הצדיקים ששומרים הסדר שסידר השם יתברך אל העולם, בזה הם מקיימים כל העולם. That means that the tzaddikim that are keeping the order that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made, they are making the existence of the whole world. והפך זה הרשעים. And the opposite זה הרשעים, which are coming out from the Torah and making the opposite of Hashem will, like, let's say, like sins. So, בזה הם מחריבים את העולם, they are destroying the world. כי כל העולם הוא אחד מקושר ומסודר. ושינוי הסדר שסידר השם יתברך דבר גדול הוא שינוי אל הכל. לכך הצדיקים שכרם גדול שמקיימים כל העולם והרשעים עונשם גדול שמחריבים הכל. So he's saying צדיק, that's why צדיק is not only making for himself favor, that is making Hashem will and is by his own, okay, he's helping the whole world to survive, to exist, because that was the purpose of the creation. If you are taking out, let's say you are coming to the shop that has many cans of cucumbers, the one on the other one. You will take one from below, the whole pile might fall down, yes? So you destroy the order which someone made, take from above. Or, yes, it was done in specific order. Let's say you have watch. If someone will open, take one screw from inside, that will destroy the whole watch. You don't have extra. Yes, so that's the whole world like that. So what I wanted to say, mm-hmm. to to say something from the science model about keeping the world in this. On the last 20-30 years, came here more than 200,000 Jews from Russia because of the perestroika, the destruction of the metal wall between the East and the West, and there on Berlin, and they started to permit Jews to come out of Russia, and some immigrants, more than a few thousand immigrants, came to Israel, Jews. Okay, so once the grandsons of Chofetz Chaim heard that his granddaughter came from Russia, she's old lady already, and she was sent to Haifa to Bet Avot, like a parents' home.
Nursing home.
Yes. So they decided to visit her because she was blocked there 50 years, and that's interesting to meet her. So they came to her to speak with her, and they were very excited. And she told them about conversations that she had with the Chofetz Chaim while she was 18 years old.
18.
So the conversation was like that she was influenced by communism that was spreading before the Second World War all over Europe. It was Stalin time and the beginning of the communism after Mapacha Rusit. Okay, so she was influenced by that, and she came to the Chofetz Chaim and told him, Zeide, till when you will continue learning these old books? The world is developed, and there are inventions, there are aeroplanes, there are trains, and you are staying with your students learning the ancient books like the Torah. Yes?
Yeah.
She becomes communist. Yes? So Chofetz Chaim answered his granddaughter, and he said, yes, you're right, the world is developed. But what they're using their develop for? Let's say, for example, there was a Nobel Prize. Why? Because Nobel made a big invention. But his invention was the exploding powder. Yes? And people took that and make weapons and bombs and killed millions at once at war. Before it was shooting one bullet. Now it can explode to kill hundreds of thousands at once. Okay, so he was so sorry for how it they destroyed killing people. So he donated the money that he earned to make Nobel Prize for people who will make goodness for the world instead of destroying. Yes, so he's saying, by my books of Torah, we are learning how to make the world better. Yes. And that's why that's the importance of the Torah. Okay, so she said, she told them, when I was 18 years old, I haven't understood his answer. And only now I understood how much he was right. Yes, but it's too late for me. She lose 60 years of her life being not without Torah, communist, and just later discovered how the communism was falling and not helping people and cause other many people to suffer and to die also, and how much he was right. So I remember that by when I read what Maharal was saying here. Yes, the Maharal lived a few hundred years ago, but the same principles, how the Torah is helping for a better world and Rishon making the opposite. והתבאה לך, second paragraph on page dialect. כי התורה היא סדר הכל והסדר הוא מקיים הכל. The Torah is the order of everything and that's making the existence of everything. ולכך אמרו שכל מעשה בראשית היו תלויים ועומדים עד שהיו ישראל מקבלים התורה. That's why they said the whole creation was hung on the wall. It depends on the acceptance of Am Yisrael the Torah. שאז היו מקבלים באוילה ומתוירה שהיא סדר הכל ובזה יהיה מתקיים הכל. ולכך אמר ויורני ויומר יתמוך דבריי ליבך שמו מצווסי וחיה. That's a pasuk that we started in Mishlei to say that Kodesh Baruch Hu taught me the Torah which is making the order of the world and the existence and livelihood of the world. כי התורה שהיא דברי השם יסבורך. The Torah, which is the words of Hashem, tomechet ha'adam, is helping the, supporting the person, שלא יגיע לידי מיטה, שהתורה מקיימת הכל, that's preventing the death and bringing the life. ואמר שמור מצוסי וחיה נגד מעשי המצוס. That's there is learning Torah and there is keeping the mitzvahs. So that's שמור מצוסי, keep my mitzvahs, that's the actions. וכשישמור אותם יש בהם חיים. When a person is keeping, doing the mitzvahs, that give him life. Because we know we are saying, for example, and on each act of mitzvah that we are doing, we say, "Shekichano v'mitzvoy isa v'tzivano." It's not just technical, I'm making it till I say die. No, I'm bringing on myself holiness from above into my soul, into my neshome. Okay? Ve'amar vayoreni. What's vayoreni? Vayoreni is not like show me. He directed me, he showed me. It's more than show me. Shu leshon ora, commanded me. כמו שנקראת התורה בלשון הזה. Yes, we are calling the Torah, Torah, the root of Torah, מלשון הוראה, commands, not from, ולא לשון חוכמה. Yes, the Torah is the wisdom of Hashem. So I would expect that the Torah would be named wisdom. But it's not like that, because when I'm learning mathematics, that's also wisdom. Yes, but I don't have to be a triangle, but when I'm learning Torah, I'm supposed to be Ben Torah. Yes, so that's active learning, not only theoretical. That's something which with consequences for our life, to direct to be the light for all our way during our life. כמו שנקראת שאר חוכמה ותבונה. All the rest of the, there are many wise things, subjects to learn, but their name is wisdom or tvuna. Mipnei ki efreshish, ki ha-toira mora le-adam ze derech. There is difference that the Torah is showing the way. Asher ba-derech ha-hu yagi al tachlito achon. To show the purpose, the target, where to, we should come. Ma she-efshar le-adam le-agiyo hu el ha-olam haba, to how to come to the level of olam haba. Ve-ze en be-kuach shum chokhma. But the other wisdoms, like music, like mathematics, like even they are very clever, all the other subjects, is cannot bring us to Eilam Abe. Nothing else except of the Torah. כי על ידי התורה מגיע אדם אל העולם הבא. ולכך ראוי דווקא לתוירה, שם תוירה. That's why the Torah is named on this name. שהוא מלשון הוראה, שמורה לאדם. That shows us תכליתו האחרון, the last purpose. אשר ראוי לאדם להגיע אליו. ולכך אמר ויורני ויומר יתמוך דבריי ליבך. השם יתברך הורה לאדם תכלית האחרון. The last purpose. The purpose, last target place, איך להגיע האדם אל העולם הבא. כאשר יתמוך דבריי ליבך, ואז האדם דבוק בתורה מגיע אל תכליתו העולם הבא. כי כשם שהתורה היא סדר העולם הזה, כך התורה היא סדר העולם הבא. The same as the Torah is saying, making the order on this world, also how to come to העולם הבא. כי הכל נברא בתורה. Everything which was created by the Torah, not only what we thought on the beginning when the Kodesh Baruch Hu created Vomer Elokim Kavu HaMayim Yihyeh Meorot Yihyeh Rakia, that's not only our physical world, also the spiritual worlds of Olam Haba were created by the Torah. So the Torah is including also Olam Haba. That's why the Torah can lead us how to come there. ולכך אמר השם יתברך, יתמוך דבריי ליבך, בזה דבק האדם בעולם הבא, להגיע אל תכליתו האחרון, וזה מבואר. Okay, that's for today. Thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you. Amazing. Isn't that amazing? Amazing, isn't it? Blows your mind. Actually, it blows your mind. What's the name? Doesn't it blow your mind more than God? Isn't it? What did he say?